What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Some people look back on their experiences and decide they were dramatic. Others decide they were frightening. She looks back on hers and sees something quieter than that. Moments that never quite crossed into spectacle, never escalated into chaos, but lingered just long enough to leave a mark. Things that were easy to dismiss individually, but harder to ignore once they began to stack up. The first strange thing happened not long after her grandfather died. She was 9 years old when he passed in 1999. Old enough to understand what death meant, but still young enough to feel it more as absence than finality. Her grandfather had fought in World War II, a quiet man by nature, serious in a way that felt earned rather than cold. He wasn't expressive, but when he spoke, people listened. His humor was dry, subtle, and rare, which made it land harder when it surfaced. She adored him. After his death, her family went through his things slowly, carefully, the way families do when they don't quite know how to let go yet. Somewhere along the way, they found his old army bomber jacket. It was heavy, worn soft with age, and carried a deep, earthy smell that didn't fade no matter how long it sat folded. There was a large, dark red stain across the front, old, set, and never really explained. No one asked about it. No one wanted to. She loved that jacket. She would put it on even though it was too big, the sleeves hanging past her hands, the weight of it resting on her shoulders in a way that felt grounding. It made her feel closer to him, like she was wearing a piece of his life, his history. She didn't see the stain as something frightening, just part of the story. Years passed, and by the time she was 14, life had shifted again. She and her mother moved to a small apartment in another city, leaving behind familiar streets and routines. It was a transitional place, the kind of home you don't expect to stay in forever. She brought the jacket with her, folding it neatly into a suitcase and placing it on a shelf in her closet. She didn't wear it much anymore, but she liked knowing it was there. Every now and then, she'd take it out just to look at it, to remember. The apartment itself was quiet during the day. Too quiet. Her mother worked long hours, which meant she was often home alone after school. She'd spend her afternoons in her bedroom, drawing, listening to music through headphones, or just lying on the floor with a sketchbook. It was during those afternoons that she first noticed something small and strange. Music. It was faint, so faint she thought she might be imagining it at first. Soft instrumental sounds drifting up from downstairs as if someone had turned on a radio at a very low volume. There were no televisions on, no radios, no neighbors close enough to explain it. When she left her bedroom to investigate, stepping out into the hallway at the top of the stairs, the sound stopped. She shrugged it off, and then it happened again. Another day, she was sitting in the office across the hall, messing around on the computer when she heard it once more. The same type of music, gentle, unfamiliar, beautiful in a way she couldn't quite describe. Again, it seemed to be coming from downstairs. Again, the moment she moved toward the stairs, it vanished. She told herself, it was nothing. The apartment had its normal noises, old pipes, distant traffic, the hum of appliances. When you're alone long enough, your brain fills in gaps. That's what she told herself, until the day she forgot her mom had already left for work. She was in her bedroom when a question popped into her head, something small, something ordinary. And without thinking, she stepped out into the hallway and called down the stairs. Mom! She stood at the top of the staircase looking through the railing. From that angle, you couldn't see the kitchen or dining room below. The stairs cut the space in half, hiding everything behind them unless you walked all the way down and turned around. She was already halfway through realizing her mistake, that her mom had left hours ago, when she heard a voice answer.
Hi!
It came from the dining room. It was loud, clear, and unmistakably the voice of a young girl. Small, cheerful, no hesitation, just a simple greeting as if someone had been waiting for her to speak. Her body reacted before her mind caught up. She froze, heart hammering, then spun and ran back to her room, slamming the door behind her and locking it. She stood there shaking, listening, straining to hear anything else. Nothing came. She knew she had been home alone. She knew the doors were locked. They always were. There was no logical explanation for what she'd heard. And yet the voice had been so casual, so real, that it felt worse than if it had been something obviously threatening. After that, the apartment changed, not visually, not structurally, but the quiet no longer felt empty. It felt busy. She began to hear things during the day that made her stop mid-step. Sounds from the kitchen, cereal boxes being picked up and shaken as if someone were holding them just to hear the rattle inside. It wasn't subtle. It wasn't imagined. It was distinct enough that she'd freeze in place, heart pounding, waiting to hear it again. When she did, she ran, every time. She'd dash back to her bedroom, close the door, and sit on her bed until the silence returned. This happened more than once, enough that it stopped feeling like coincidence. At night, fear settled in more quietly. She liked to sleep with her door open. Her mother's bedroom was directly across the hall, and her mom slept with her door open, too. It made the space feel shared, safer somehow. One night, she woke for no clear reason and lay there staring into the dark, her senses on edge. That's when she saw them. Short, dark shapes, human-like, but not fully formed, peeking out from the hallway into her doorway. She couldn't tell if there was one or more than one. They didn't step into the room. They didn't rush her. They watched. She shouted for her mom, her voice breaking. Her mom mumbled from beneath her covers, half asleep, telling her to go back to sleep. She yelled that she was seeing things. Her mom eventually got up, walked into the room, took a rosary from somewhere, and placed it around her neck. "Go back to sleep," she said. Easier said than done. After the rosary was placed around her neck, her mom went back to bed as if that settled the matter. The hallway light stayed off. The doors remained open. The house returned to the quiet that had been there before. But it wasn't the same quiet anymore. She lay awake for a long time, staring at the dark ceiling, the small weight of the rosary cool against her chest. Every creak of the apartment sounded louder than it should have. Every shift of air felt intentional. She didn't see the shapes again that night, but she didn't sleep easily either. From that point on, fear didn't always announce itself with something visible. Sometimes it came as a sensation, a tightening in her stomach, a sudden awareness that she was not as alone as she should have been. She would pause in the middle of doing something ordinary, like brushing her teeth or getting a glass of water, and feel watched. Not threatened exactly, just observed. One night she lay in bed on her back, eyes closed, trying to force sleep the way people do when they're tired but wired with unease. She was still awake, still thinking, when she felt something touch her leg. At first, she thought it was the blanket shifting. Then it moved. It felt like a large, solid ball slowly rolling its way up her thigh, deliberate and heavy enough that there was no mistaking the sensation. Her body went rigid. She didn't scream. She didn't move. She lay there frozen, every nerve screaming at her to react, while her mind struggled to make sense of what she was feeling. When it reached higher, panic finally broke through. She flung her blankets off in a violent rush, kicking and thrashing until there was nothing left touching her skin. Then she curled into herself, pulling her knees up and squeezing her eyes shut, lying there motionless until exhaustion finally dragged her into sleep. That night was the first of many. After that, the nightmares began. She dreamed of waking up in the middle of the night with a limp body draped over her legs, heavy and unmoving, trapping her in place. In the dreams, she couldn't scream, couldn't push it off, couldn't even look directly at it. She woke from those dreams soaked in sweat, her heart pounding, her sheets twisted tight around her legs. Daytime didn't offer much relief. One afternoon, while standing alone in the kitchen, she glanced up at the microwave, which sat in a cubby on a shelf above the counter. For just a split second, she saw a man's face looking down at her. Not reflected, not distorted by glass. Looking at her. If she had turned her head slightly, their eyes would have met directly. The image was so clear that it stunned her into stillness. He wasn't someone she recognized. Not her grandfather. Not anyone she knew. His face was unfamiliar, but his expression was gentle, almost curious, as if he had simply noticed her and paused. Then she blinked, and he was gone. She stared at the microwave for a long moment, her breath shallow, waiting for the reflection to reappear, for logic to reassert itself. Nothing happened. The kitchen looked normal. The apartment felt still. And then it didn't frighten her the way some of the other things hadn't left her confused. She could still picture his face afterward, clear and detailed, as if it had burned itself into her memory. That unsettled her more than fear would have. Eventually, the lease ended, and she and her mom moved again. Another city, another school, another attempt at a fresh start. This time, they moved into a newly built condo in a suburb of Wichita. Everything about it felt clean and untouched. New walls, new carpet, no history, at least none that could explain anything strange. She unpacked her belongings and placed her grandfather's jacket, still folded neatly in the same suitcase, into her new closet. The jacket came with them the same way it always had. From the first night in that bedroom, she felt uneasy. There was nothing specific she could point to, no sounds, no movement, just a cold, uninviting feeling that settled over the room once the lights went out. She slept there anyway because there wasn't much choice, but she never quite relaxed. She kept a small lamp plugged in all night on top of her chest of drawers across the room. Some nights, she would lie in bed watching it as it dimmed and brightened on its own. Dimension, bright, dimension, bright. She told herself it was faulty wiring, a loose connection, anything that made sense. But the longer she watched it, the more unsettled she became. Eventually, she would get out of bed and walk down the hall to sleep in her mom's room instead, embarrassed but relieved. One night, after she had climbed into bed beside her mother and the lights were out, a tall floor lamp in her mom's bedroom flicked on. They were both lying in bed at the time. "Mom," she whispered, her voice barely audible. "The light just turned on." Her mom groaned, half asleep, and said something about a broken switch. Then she told her to go turn it off. She didn't want to. She lay there frozen, staring at the lamp, until her mom insisted. Her legs felt weak as she climbed out of bed and crossed the room. She looked around as she reached for the switch, half expecting something to be standing there with her. Nothing was. She turned the lamp off and hurried back to bed, her heart still racing. She lay there for a moment, trying to calm herself, staring up at the ceiling, and then she opened her eyes. Floating above her, leaned forward as if peering down, was the head and shoulders of a human-shaped shadow. It was completely black, darker than the surrounding darkness, hovering near the ceiling, just watching her. She couldn't move. She couldn't scream. She yanked the covers over her head and lay there petrified, her body rigid, her breathing shallow and fast. Minutes passed, maybe longer. Eventually, she gathered the courage to peek out. It was gone. Her mom slept beside her, completely unaware. There was no waking her, no explaining what she'd just seen. And in the morning, when she tried, she was brushed off again. But this time, she wasn't alone. There was a boy living with them at the time, someone close to her age whose bedroom sat beside hers. On the opposite end of the hallway from her mother's room, he kept mostly to himself, and they didn't talk much about anything serious. That's why what he told her the next day stopped her cold. They were standing in the kitchen, daylight pouring in through the windows, the condo looking completely ordinary. He seemed hesitant at first, shifting his weight, like he wasn't sure if he should say anything at all. Then he asked her a strange question. "Do you get scared at night?" She didn't answer right away. Something about the way he asked made her stomach tighten. He told her that he had woken up in the middle of the night and looked out his bedroom door into the hallway. Her door had been closed. He knew that for certain, because it always was when she slept in her mom's room. But that wasn't what caught his attention. What he saw were figures, white, see-through people. They weren't standing still. They weren't gathered in the hallway. They were moving. One after another, they walked straight through her closed bedroom door as if it weren't there at all. He said it went on for a long time, long enough that he eventually stopped counting and just lay there watching until he fell back asleep. She felt cold as he spoke. She hadn't told him about the lamp or the shadow hovering above her bed, or the way that room made her feel. She told him everything then, standing there in the kitchen, the words tumbling out faster than she could organize them. By the time she finished, neither of them felt comfortable being alone in the house. From that point on, the condo never felt neutral again. Nothing dramatic happened after that. No more figures, no more lamps turning on, no more shadows hovering over beds. But the unease lingered thick and unshakable. It was the kind of fear that doesn't need activity to sustain itself because the damage has already been done. Eventually, they moved again. Somewhere in all the packing and unpacking, her grandfather's army jacket disappeared. She doesn't remember deciding to get rid of it. She doesn't remember packing it into a box or leaving it behind. One day, it was simply gone. She noticed its absence later, long after the move was complete, when it was too late to retrace steps or check old closets. She still thinks about that sometimes, not because she believes the jacket caused everything, but because so many of the strange years in her life seemed to orbit around it. It had been with her through the apartment, through the music, through the voices, through the figures in the dark, and once it was gone, the activity softened. Not stopped entirely, but just quieted. She moved back home eventually and finished high school in a place that felt more stable, more familiar. The experiences didn't vanish completely, but they became smaller, quieter, easier to dismiss if she wanted to. There were still moments, like the afternoon she was napping in her bedroom and woke to several loud taps on her closed door. Sharp, deliberate knocks. She walked over and tested it herself, tapping her knuckle against the doorframe. The sound matched perfectly. She was home alone. Another time, she had just turned out the light and rolled onto her side to go to sleep when she heard a woman's voice say her name. Loud, clear. Inside the room. The door was closed. The voice sounded like it came from only a few feet away. She flipped over, switched on the lamp, and shouted into the empty space, more angry than afraid. What was that? What do you want? The silence that followed felt pointed. She slept with the television on every night for a month after that. Not because she was terrified, but because she was tired of being startled. Tired of having her quiet interrupted. Tired of feeling like something was always just on the edge of her awareness. As she got older, those moments became rarer, less intrusive. Life filled in the spaces where fear used to live. Jobs, relationships, responsibilities. There wasn't as much room anymore for sitting alone in quiet rooms, waiting for something to happen. Years later, she received a message on social media from someone she didn't know. The new tenants of one of the houses she'd lived in had tracked her down. They wanted to ask her something. Was it haunted? They'd been hearing things, seeing shadows, experiencing strange activity they couldn't explain. They wanted to know if anyone else ever had. She didn't know what to tell them. She still doesn't. Looking back now, she doesn't frame her experiences as terrifying hauntings or dramatic encounters. They were small things, subtle things, moments that slipped in and out of normal life without ever fully announcing themselves. And maybe that's what makes them harder to forget. They never demanded belief. They never escalated into chaos, since they never offered clear answers. They simply happened. Enough times in enough places that she learned to trust her instincts and to respect the quiet moments when nothing happens at all.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm gonna be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.